Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 3. The Hoglin Who Wanted to Be a Cat. Tonight's story is about being loud when you wish you were quiet, and what to do about it. Wiggle down into your pillow. The crimson forest is warm tonight, and the giant mushrooms are dripping their slow red drips, and nothing in this story bites. There was once a young hoglin named Gruff who was, even by hoglin standards, extremely loud. Hoglins are loud the way the rain is wet. They can't help it. Their hooves go clomp on the crimson floor, their breath goes woof, and when they're happy, which is more often than people think, they make a sound like a tuba falling down the stairs. Gruff made that sound a lot. He was a very happy hoglin. But one day a traveler came through the forest, through the old portal, the one that had been humming its strange new note, and stopped to rest on a stump. And while the traveler rested, she talked, the way travelers do, about the place she came from. She talked about rain. She talked about doors. And she talked about a small soft animal called a cat. Gruff, hiding behind a mushroom the size of a house, and hiding very badly, because his back end stuck out one side and his breath went woof woof woof, heard every word. "A cat," said the traveler, "moves so quietly you don't know it's there until it wants you to. It curls up small. It sits on your lap. Everywhere a cat goes, people say, 'Oh good, the cat is here.'" The traveler went on her way. But the word stayed. "Oh good, the cat is here." Nobody had ever once said "Oh good" about Gruff. They said "Look out," mostly. They said "There goes Gruff," while picking up the things he'd knocked over. So Gruff decided he would become a cat. He practiced walking quietly. He spread crimson fungus on the path and tiptoed across it, hoof by hoof, holding his breath until his eyes bulged, and it almost worked, until he had to breathe again, and the breath came out as a tuba falling down the stairs sound, and three nearby piglins jumped so high they lost their hats. He practiced curling up small. He found a warm hollow by a glowstone cluster and folded his legs underneath himself and tucked his big tusky chin down, and a family of striders passing by stopped to look, because it appeared a small mountain had decided to take a nap in the road. He even practiced sitting on a lap. We will not talk about how that went. The piglin is fine now. By evening Gruff was lying flat at the edge of the forest, ears down, doing his very best to be nothing at all, when he heard crying. A piglin child had wandered too far from the bastion and gotten lost among the tall mushrooms, where everything looks the same in every direction. It was sitting in the dark, hugging its knees, too scared to even be loud about it. And quiet, gentle creatures could have walked right past. Quiet creatures are easy to miss in a dark forest. Gruff did not walk past, and nobody could ever have missed him. He came crashing through the mushrooms like good news. Clomp. Clomp. Woof. His happy tuba sound rolled through the trees, and the piglin child's head came up, because nobody, anywhere, has ever been afraid of a sound that joyful. Gruff lay down, his version of small, which is still enormous, and the child climbed up between his shoulders and held on to his bristles, and Gruff clomped his thunderous way home, louder than ever on purpose, so the whole bastion would hear them coming. and the piglins standing at the gate, watching that big silly shape come out of the dark with their little one safe on top, all made the slow nod with their ears down. You remember the one. I see you, and I'm glad it's you. Nobody said, oh good, the cat is here, because there was no cat. What they felt, in the place where their names used to live, was something more like, asterisk oh good. Gruff is here. Exactly, Gruff. As loud as ever. Thank goodness, asterisk. Gruff slept that night in the warm spot by the gate, where the guard piglins sleep, and dreamed cat dreams in his own enormous way. And far off through the forest, that old portal hummed its new note again, a little stronger now, because the traveler had gone home and told somebody about the Nether, and that somebody had told the lava sea, in a way you'll hear about tomorrow. The old Strider knows. He's been waiting a very long time to tell. But that's enough for tonight. Be exactly yourself, as loud or as quiet as you come. Somebody is glad it's you. Good night, Gruff. Good night, you.